The stage is set for the final vote in Massachusetts' special election for the U.S. Senate. Republican State Senator Scott Brown will face Democrat Attorney General Martha Coakley in the election on January 19th. WBUR's Fred Tice has more on the election results, reaction by the winners and the losers, and a glimpse of what's ahead in the general election.
Martha Coakley, who grew up in North Adams, came one step closer to Washington last night. She said she was inspired by a young man in a wheelchair she met at a rally in South Hadley last week. He gave her a present.
And I didn't open it until Sunday morning. When I did, I found it was a mug, and on that mug was the text from Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass. And it went like this. "There's no use in trying," said Alice. "One can't believe impossible things." "I dare say you haven't had much practice," said the Queen. "When I was your age, I always did it for half an hour a day. Why, sometimes I believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast."
Coakley gave credit to her field organization and the labor unions who worked to get out the vote for her, and thanked Emily's List twice. Emily's List is a political action committee that raises money for women candidates who support legalized abortion. Women fundraisers rallied early to her campaign.
"This is one small step for women."
But Coakley said the fact that she could become the first woman elected to the U.S. Senate from Massachusetts will not be the theme of her campaign.
"No, my theme is that I've been a very effective leader. I'll bring a different kind of leadership to Washington, and I will get good results."
Coakley said she spoke last night to Vicky, Patrick, and Ted Kennedy Jr., the widow and sons of the late Senator Ted Kennedy. After her speech, she said that she doesn't know if any of the Kennedys will campaign for her. Coakley won 47% of the vote. Mike Capuano came in a distant second with 28%. Coakley won all over the state, including in Braintree, where Debbie Payne voted.
"I just believe in her. I trust her."
Coakley also won in Brookline, where Mary Ellen Page voted.
"I loved her for years. Like, I think that she's done awesome work. I think she's incredibly smart and talented."
Capuano won the 4 cities in his district, Boston, Cambridge, Somerville, and Chelsea. But with the exception of the Pioneer Valley and parts of the Berkshires, he never broke through in the rest of the state. In his concession speech, he provided the best analysis of Coakley's victory in this short 3-month race.
"We built an organization across the state. We couldn't catch up. Simply put, others were ahead of us. We did our best to narrow that gap and to move forward. But in the final analysis, name recognition matters. The Attorney General was a pretty good candidate. She didn't make any slip-ups, and we just couldn't narrow the gap."
Alan Casey came in third with 13% of the vote. The City Year co-founder carried just one town, Alford, in the Berkshires.
"You all came into this campaign knowing that the climb was steep, the calendar short, the odds long."
Casey's supporters felt they ran a good campaign and expect him to run for office again. He said the poverty he witnessed in Massachusetts during this campaign has spurred him to devote more time to anti-poverty efforts, starting today. Celtics co-owner Steve Pagliuca came in fourth with 12% of the vote. He did not carry a single town.
"We've really got to reverse this problem of unemployment, and I'll work with the nominee to get that done."
Republicans have not sent a senator to Washington since 1972. Scott Brown laid out how he sees the choice now before Massachusetts voters.
"We can send another partisan placeholder to the United States Senate, or we can try something new. We can elect an independent voice for all of Massachusetts." And that's the United States Senator I promised to be.
After his victory speech, Brown laid out some more of the differences he sees between himself and Coakley.
"She wants the tax cuts to expire. That's an across-the-board tax increase for the businesses and citizens of Massachusetts."
Brown advisor Eric Fernstrom predicts that enough voters are motivated to restrain spending in Washington that this time Massachusetts could send a Republican to the Senate.
"We think there are people out there who will walk through a northeast gale and a snowstorm in January to vote for him.
But Brown faces perhaps an even tougher challenge than Coakley's primary opponents. The general election race is even shorter than the primary campaign, just 41 days to go until the election in January, with the holidays in between. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
WBUR's Kurt Nickisch and Sarah Bush contributed to that report.